Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel. Special feast for us Franciscans because of Saint Francis's great devotion for Saint Michael. Every year, Saint Francis had a special fast in honor of Saint Michael and in preparation for his feast. And there was one episode in the life of Saint Francis when he went to Saint Michael's cave on Mount Gargano in Italy. And out of reverence for the holy place where the archangel appeared, and feeling himself unworthy to enter, Saint Francis remained outside in humble reverence. Saint Michael takes his name from his cry that he shouted out in the battle against Satan. In Hebrew, Michael means, "Who is like God?" And this was his response to Satan's pride when Satan said, "I will not serve," practically wanting to take the place of God. And so Saint Michael reminds Satan and everyone, "Who is like God?" There was no one like God. He's infinite and perfect being. St. Michael the Archangel is mentioned explicitly four times in Scripture, and we're probably most familiar with the passage of Revelation where it talks about the battle between St. Michael and Satan. It says, "And there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon." And so St. Michael's role as the prince of the heavenly host, the heavenly army, is to fight against Satan, to rescue God's people from the evil one, and to defend souls. Pope Benedict XVI said that St. Michael, quote, "defends the cause of God's oneness against the presumption of the dragon, the ancient serpent. With his cry, 'Who is like God?' he defends God's oneness. The serpent's continuous effort is to make men believe that God must disappear so that they themselves may become important." Remember the promise that Satan made to our first parents, "You shall be like God." The Holy Father continues, "The ancient serpent wants to convince us that God impedes our freedom, and therefore we must rid ourselves of him." So this is the continuous effort of the ancient dragon to convince us that God is an impediment to our freedom, to our personal fulfillment, as we hear today. Because he is a liar and the father of lies. Venerable John Paul II, in response to this continuous effort that Benedict XVI talks about, urges everyone to recite the Saint Michael prayer, which was composed by Pope Leo XIII. John Paul II said this, quote, "Although this prayer is no longer recited at the end of Mass," in fact, it was suppressed in 1964, he says, "I ask everyone not to forget it, to recite it, to obtain help in the battle against the forces of darkness and against the spirit of this world." How desperately we need to recite this prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel every day. In today's world, which has plummeted into darkness and is in the most tenacious grip of Satan, Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.